I'll do it. I'll use it.
There's no time for this, snarled Angua. You won't do it, said Big Fido.
I'll do it.
Every dog's paw will be turned against you.
I got the power, me. You back off, all of you.
What's power?
Said Butch. He was drooling.
Big Fido knows, said Gaspode. He studied. Now me and her are going to walk out of here, right? Nice and slow.
The dogs looked at Big Fido.
Get them,
he said. Angua bared her teeth. The dogs hesitated.
A wolf's got a jaw 4 times stronger than any dog, said Gaspode, and that's just an ordinary wolf.
What are you all? Snapped Big Fido. You're the pack. No mercy. Get them.
But a pack doesn't act like that, Angua had said. A pack is an association of free individuals. A pack doesn't leap because it's told. A pack leaps because every individual all at once decides to leap. A couple of the bigger dogs crouched. Angua moved her head from side to side, waiting for the first assault. A dog scraped the ground with its paw. Gaspode took a deep breath and adjusted his jaw. Dogs leapt.
Sit,
said Gaspode, impassable human. The command bounced back and forth around the alley, and 50% of the animals obeyed. In most cases, it was the hind 50%. Dogs in mid-spring found their treacherous legs coiling under them.
Bad dog!
And this was followed by an overpowering sense of racial shame that made them cringe automatically. A bad move in mid-air. Gaspode glanced up at Angua as bewildered dogs reined around them.
I said I got the power, didn't I?
He said.
Now, run!
Dogs are not like cats, who amusingly tolerate humans only until someone comes up with a tin opener that can be operated with a paw. Men made dogs. They took wolves and gave them human things, unnecessary intelligence, names, a desire to belong, and a twitching inferiority complex. All dogs dream wolf dreams, and know they're dreaming of biting their maker. Every dog knows deep in his heart that he is a bad dog. But Big Fido's furious yapping broke the spell.
Get them!
Angua galloped over the cobbles. There was a cart at the other end of the alley, and beyond the cart a wall.
Not that way!
Whined Gaspode. Dogs were piling along behind them. Angua leapt onto the cart.
I can't get up there, said Gaspode. Not with my leg.
She jumped down, picked him up by the scruff of his neck, and leapt back. There was a shed roof behind the cart, a ledge above that, and a few tiles slid under her paws and tumbled into the alley. A house.
I feel sick. Shut up!
Angua ran along the ridge of the roof and jumped the alley on the other side, landing heavily in some ancient thatch.
Oh! Shut up!
But the dogs were following them. It wasn't as though the alleys of the shades were very wide. Another narrow alley passed below. Gaspode swung perilously from the werewolf's jaws.
They're still behind us.
Gaspode shut his eyes as Angua bunched her muscles.
Oh, no, not Treacle Mine Road.
There was a burst of acceleration followed by a moment of calmness. Gaspode shut his eyes. Angua landed. Her paws scrabbled on the wet roof for a moment, slates cascaded off into the street, and then she was bounding up to the ridge.
You can put me down right now, said Gaspode. Right now, this minute. Here they come.
The leading dogs arrived on the opposite roof, saw the gap, and tried to turn. Claws slid on the tiles. Angua turned, fighting for breath. She'd tried to avoid breathing during the first mad dash. She'd have breathed Gaspode. They heard Big Fido's irate yapping.
Cowards! That's not 20 feet across. That's nothing to a wolf.
The dogs measured the distance doubtfully. Sometimes a dog has to get right down and ask himself, what species am I?
It's easy. I'll show you. Look.
Big Fido ran back a little way, paused, turned, ran, and leapt. There was hardly a curve to the trajectory. The little poodle accelerated out into space, powered less by muscles than by whatever it was that burned in his soul. His forepaws touched the slates, clawed for a moment on the slick surface, and found no hold. In silence, he skidded backwards down the roof, over the edge, and hung. He turned his eyes upwards to the dog that was gripping him.
Gaspode, is that you?
Yes,
said Gaspode, his mouth full. There was hardly any weight to the poodle, but then there was hardly any weight to Gaspode. He darted forward and braced his legs to take the strain, but there was nothing much to brace them against. He slid down inexorably until his front legs were in the gutter, which began to creak. Gaspode had an amazingly clear view of the street 3 stories down.
Oh, hell, said Gaspode.